Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早安。
If you would open your Bibles, our text this morning is found in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
请大家打开圣经，今天早上要证道的经文是约翰福音的一章一到五节。
So John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
约翰福音的一章一到五节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
He was in the beginning with God.
这道太初与神同在。
All things were made through him.And without him, not anything made that was made.
第三节，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
光照在黑暗里。黑暗却不接受光。
May God bless the reading of His Word.
愿神祝福他的话语。
Let's pray together and ask God to help us this morning.
让我们大家一起祷告，让上帝来帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you that we have a chance to sit together as a body of believers to sing songs, to listen to your teaching and worship you together.
主，谢谢你今天早上让我们作为一个肢体一整个的身体能够坐在这里一起来唱歌，一起来听到，来敬拜你。
We thank you, Lord, that there's even non-believers, non-Christians sitting in our midst, that, Lord, we pray that they would see our worship of you and their eyes would be open to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也谢谢你，主，今天早上在我们在座的当中也有福音朋友与我们同在，愿他们能看着我们在你面前的敬拜，能够认识你。
Lord, we pray that we would have a picture of Christ this morning.
主，我们祷告今天早上在正道的时候能讲出一幅基督的画面出来。
Not that we would be speaking about Christ.
我们不是讲关于基督的事情。
But that we would preach Christ.
而是讲基督为我们的主题。
And just pray that you would anoint this time with the moving of your Holy Spirit.
愿圣灵在这里与我们同在运行，也愿主来膏我们这一段时间。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Our passage this morning that we just read is part of the prologue in John's Gospel.
今天早上我们所要读的这段经文是约翰福音的可以说是这段福音的一个开场白。
The prologue actually goes all the way through verse 18. We're only going to be looking at 1 through 5 this morning.
我所说的开场白或者是序言应该是从一章的第一节到十八节，可是今天早上我们只会停留到第五节。
And it's a very rich introduction.
这是一个内容非常丰富的一段序言。
In fact, if you're familiar with John chapter 1, verse 1, we could spend the next 4 weeks teaching on John chapter 1, verse 1 alone.
事实上，如果你对约翰福音第一章一节很熟悉的话，就光这么一节经文，我们如果花上四个星期来讲，都不嫌多。
But for the purposes of this morning, we're going to actually focus on verses 4 and 5. Okay?
可是因为今天早上的时间关系，我们今天的重点是在约翰福音的第一章的四节和五节。
It was only a few weeks ago when I was starting to read the book of John for myself in my regular time of meeting with the Lord.
大概只是几周前我开始自己灵修的时候，我选择了来读约翰福音来灵修。
And I was doing one verse a day starting in the Greek. So I translated in the Greek and just kind of meditate on that passage.
当初我读经的方式是我把我的这个读的约翰福音的经文翻译成希腊文，所以我一天大概读一节。
So it slowed me down quite a bit, And by day four, I got to verses four, and then I cheated. I went on to verse five as well.
所以因为我把它翻成希腊文，所以大概放慢了我的这个读经的速度。所以到第四天的时候，我有点等不及了。我读第四节的时候，就直接把第五节也读了。
Because it just floored me.
因为我读到第四节的时候和第五节的时候，这经文我当初的感觉是，我觉得是非常震撼的。
And I camped on that these two verses for just a few weeks almost.
所以在接下来的几周的时间里面，我就停留在第四节和第五节的这两节经文里。
And I realize that it's a glorious two verses that has glorious repercussions to it.
我可以说这两节经文是两节不同凡响的两节非常华美的经文。
And so as I meditated on this passage, I can see that these two verses actually break down into three parts.
当我读这一段经文在默想的时候，我认为我可以把这段经文分成三个部分。
The first is that it introduces to us who Jesus is.
第一个部分就是这段经文里面向我们介绍了耶稣是谁。
Okay, you with me on that? Can we repeat that? The first point that we're going to look at is it introduces who Jesus is. Who is Jesus?
你们记住了吗？让我再重复一遍。第一段这段的开场白的第一段讲的是耶稣是谁。
Right. So if you're taking notes, you're taking notes on your phone.You're taking notes right now. Don't play games on your phone, by the way. You know, I know some of you want to play games, but if you want to take notes, take some notes. The first point is we're going to look at the introduction of who Jesus is.
所以如果你现在在记笔记的话，也许是记在纸上或者记在手机上的话，希望你们不要在手机上玩游戏。请你们记下来这个第一段的开场白是耶稣是谁。
The second point we're going to look at in this passage is it tells us what Jesus does. What does Jesus do?
这段经文的第二个部分可以说它告诉我们耶稣做了什么。
Namely, that he shines in the darkness.
也就是说他在黑暗里面闪亮。
And the third is we're going to look at Jesus' authority. This passage tells us about the authority of Jesus, the power, the authority of Jesus.
第三个部分是谈到了耶稣的权柄。
Okay, so write those down and we're going to kind of go into each of these little areas right now.
请你们把它们都记下来，这三点。
Remember, this is the prologue or the introduction of John's gospel. This area right here.
我们今天所要研读的经文是这一段约翰福音的序言或者是介绍。
And so we have to think in the terms of a writer that as you're beginning this, you want to introduce to the world who Jesus is.
所以如果你能想象你是一个这封书信的作者的话，你会想要做什么？你会想向世界上介绍这位耶稣到底是谁？
And notice that John introduces Jesus to the world as the Word.
你注意到没有？当约翰介绍耶稣的时候，他介绍耶稣为道。
He's the Word that was in the beginning, in the very, very beginning of the world.
他是在在太初，在很开始在非常在开始的时候就有的这么一个道。
And that all things were made through him, is what the scripture says.
而且一切的事物都是借着他所造的。
And in him was all life.
而且在他里面一切都有生命。
So if you think about what it was like in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth,
如果你能想象一下的话，在太初的时候，在上帝创造天地的时候是怎么样的一个情景？
Before there was any life, the Bible tells us that it was formless and void.
在任何生物的存在之前，圣经里谈到说空虚混沌。
And darkness was over the surface of the deep.
说到渊面上一片黑暗。
Think about how lifeless this is. There's no life at this point in time. There's no microbiology to do any analysis at that time. There's no life at all.
想象一下，这是一个多么没有生气的一个场景，是一个多么死气沉沉的一个场景。那个时候我们也没有微生物学或者别的科学来研究我们的生物。
This is the physical darkness that existed.
这是我们所说的物质界的黑暗。
Then through God's Son, the second person of the Trinity, all of a sudden, all things were made.
然后就是借着三位一体的第二位格，也就是圣子，一切的生物都出现了。
And everything was made in perfect order. It was beautiful.
所有的被造物都是完美有序的，非常美丽。
So there was physical darkness.
所以我们有物质界的黑暗。
And then through Jesus, there was life and light.
借着耶稣基督，我们有生命，有光明。
Then we know what happened. In this beautiful creation, sin entered the picture.
然后我们知道接下来发生了什么事情，就是在这美好的创造物，在这世界里面，罪来到了这个世界。
And it threw this beautiful picture into another darkness.
使这个美丽的图面，也就是美丽的世界，陷入一个另外的一种黑暗。
It was the darkness of what? Of sin.
这是什么样的一种黑暗呢？是罪的黑暗。
With chaos.
一切是混乱的。
And sickness.
疾病。
And pain.
痛苦。
And suffering.
和苦难。
And death.
死亡。
And evil.
邪恶。
This is the spiritual darkness.
这就是所谓的属灵的黑暗。
And the spiritual darkness remains in the world today.
就到现在为止，世界上还是有这个属灵的黑暗。
This is the introduction of Jesus in John's Gospel.
这我们刚才所看到的这一段，就是在约翰福音里的关于耶稣的介绍。
Right, so he's saying in the beginning there was physical darkness, and then the second person of God came and there was light and life.
他谈到了在太初的时候，一切都是冤怨黑暗的。但是藉着耶稣基督圣子，我们就有了生命，有了光明。
Yet the world came under another darkness, the spiritual darkness, because of sin.
可是因着罪的出现，我们的世界陷入另外一种黑暗，也就是黑暗。
And now what John is saying is, that through the incarnation, the coming of God in the form of man, the second person was born with the name Jesus.
然后约翰在他的福音书里提到了因着道成肉身，也就是神变成肉身来到这个世界上，我们就有了名叫耶稣的这么一个人。
And John describes him as the light shining in the darkness, as we see in verse 5.
约翰是怎么样描述耶稣的呢？他说他是在黑暗中照耀的光。
This is John's introduction of Jesus.
这就是约翰怎么样来介绍耶稣的。
That wherever Jesus is, he brings life and light.
凡是耶稣在的地方，他会带来生命和光明。
Right? Do you get that? Wherever Jesus is, he brings life and light.
你懂了吗？明白了吗？耶稣在哪里，哪里就有生命，哪里就有光明。
And the second thing that this passage reveals to us, it tells us what Jesus does. What does Jesus do?
第二点，这段经文告诉我们的就是说耶稣是做什么的。
It tells us that he shines in the darkness.
他说他做什么呢？他是照在黑暗里。
The world that we live in is dark.
我们所处的世界是黑暗的。
Everyone is looking for answers, and what can help us?
大家都在寻找答案，寻找什么东西能够帮助我们。
The student is taught by their prudent parents to work hard and find security for their future. You hear that before?
你们以前听过吗？学生们经常他们很精明的父母亲会告诉他们如何的要辛苦工作，然后以后未来才有保障。
The mother is juggling 100 things a day in order to try to raise her children and manage her household well.
妈妈要做很多事情，应付很多事情，面面俱到，才能带好他们的孩子。
The father is working and planning feverishly to secure their future and make sure that their family is stable.
父亲们呢，他们狂热的工作，然后计划怎么样能使得他们的孩子、他们的家庭有一个稳定的未来。
And everyone in this world is longing to be in a better place.
大家都希望能更上一层楼。
Yet at the same time, in all of this busyness, everyone is also trying to find an answer for their soul.
可是即使我们是如此的繁忙之中， 每个人还是在寻找寻找他们灵魂的一个答案。
Where am I?
我现在在哪里？
What am I doing with my life?
我现在到底在干什么？
Why am I here?
我为什么在这个地球上？
Is there any rest for my soul?
我的灵魂能够得到安息吗？
Why is it that I stay so busy trying to do all these things and yet I feel restless?
为什么我忙得焦头烂额，可是我的心里却没有那种安宁呢？
Everyone is looking for answers to help us.
大家都在寻找这个答案，能够帮助他们。
This is living in the world of darkness.
这就是我们其实是住在一个黑暗的世界里面。
At times, the Bible describes or uses darkness as a symbol of sin.
有的时候圣经里用这个用这个黑暗来代表罪。
Sin is not just going against God.
罪不只是悖逆神。
Sin is not recognizing God for who He is.
罪也不只是不承认神的神性。
Sin is a rejection of God.
罪其实是撇弃神。
And sometimes the Bible also uses darkness to represent people who do not know the truth or they don't know the way.
有些时候圣经里面用黑暗来描述那些不知道真理的人和没有走在正路上的人。
They think that they know the truth, and they think they know what is right.
他们认为他们知道真理是什么，他们也认为他们走的是正路上面。
But they're lost.
可是实际上他们是失丧的。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, it says this.
在以弗所书的四章十八节说道，
Oops, I was in Galatians. I was like, wow, that's the wrong verse. Verse 18. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their heart.
以弗所书四章十八节说到，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
See, there's people who think that they know the truth.
所以我们中间会有很多人认为他们知道什么是真理。
I know that I'm going the right way in life.
我也知道我现在走的这条道路是正确的。
But actually the Bible says that you're in darkness.
可是圣经里却说他们的心地昏昧在黑暗里面。
Because you're far apart from the life of God.
因为你与神的生命远离隔绝了。
But why? Because of the hardness of your heart.
为什么你会与神的生命远离呢？是因为你的心刚硬了。
And in Proverbs, there's a proverb that says there's a way that appears to be right.
在箴言里面曾经说，有一些人他们走的道，他们认为看起来是正确的道路。
There's a way that appears that everyone's going on. This appears to be the right way.
有这么一个道路，大家都认为是正确的，大家都走在这个道路上。
But that in the end, it leads to death.
可是至终却成为死亡之路。
That's in Proverbs 4.
这是在14, 在箴言的14章。
See, the world is full of darkness.
所以这个世界充满着黑暗。
And everyone is looking for answers in the dark.
大家都在黑暗里面寻找。
And there are plenty of voices telling us what we need to be okay.
有很多声音告诉我们，我们要怎么样做才能过一个不错的生活。
I know some of you are reading the book The Pilgrim's Progress.
有些人在你们也许读过这本书，叫做《天路历程》。
And there's a character in the book, and his name is Mr. Worldly Wiseman. Even my children know Mr. Worldly Wiseman.
在《天路历程》这本书里面有一个人物，他的名字叫做世智先生，或者我们称老世故先生。
And
连我的孩子都知道他的名字。
What's the sounds coming from his voice?
他出来的声音是什么呢？
What's his advice?
他给的建议是什么呢？
Oh, don't be foolish.
他说不要再傻了吧。
Don't need to find the truth. We know the truth.
你不需要再去寻找真理了，我们已经知道真理了。
It's too hard to go that way.
真理那条路是很难走的。
Just find a good place to raise your family.
就找一个好的地方来养家糊口。
Find some friends that are good, that are moral.
交一些那些名声比较好的、比较道德的朋友。
And be comfortable.
然后过一个很舒服的、很安逸的生活。
Does that sound good?
这种生活
Yeah, raise your hand if that sounds. I mean, that sounds good, right?
这种生活听起来不错，
yeah.
对吗？
What's wrong with that?
如果你觉得不错的话，你可以举起手来。
This is the wisdom of the world.
这是从世界上来的智慧。
And this is what the Bible warns of.
这也是圣经警告我们不要我们走的一条道路。
Aren't many of these voices coming from the world of darkness?
难道我们身边的很多声音不是从世界上来的智慧吗？
The darkness is all around us.
我们其实是住在一个世界笼罩在黑暗里面。
Yet verse 5 tells us that Jesus is the light that shines into the darkness.
可是第五节说到耶稣是光，他照在黑暗里。
Even our children, right, are sensitive to the darkness.
就连我们的孩子，他们对光也非常的敏感。
How many of you have children who are afraid of not the light, but the darkness?
就连我们的孩子对黑暗都很敏感。
Even as I was preparing and meditating over the word during this week, I overheard my little daughter, Abby. I always have a good story about Abby. She's playing behind me.
就在这周我在准备我的讲稿的时候，我听见我的女儿 Abby 在我的后面，她在玩。
And she's playing house with her dolls.
她在和她的洋娃娃玩过家家。
And she has a doll by the name of, what's her name? Bex, what's the name of the doll? All the time she has one name. Rosie. Rosie's her daughter.
她有一个洋娃娃，这个洋娃娃就一个名字，她的名字是 Rosie. 她是假装这个洋娃娃 Rosie 是 Abby 的女儿。
And Abby's playing her mom.
所以 Abby 装成是这个 Rosie 的妈妈。
And she's trying to put Rosie to sleep.
他想哄Rosie 睡觉，上床睡觉。
Okay, Rosie, go to sleep now.
然后他说 ，Rosie， 闭眼睛睡觉吧。
Mommy's gonna pray for you.
妈妈会为你祷告。
Okay, good. I'm gonna go to sleep too. She puts her blanket on.
他说好的，我也要睡了。他就把自己的小毯子拉过来。
And then she says, Rosie, why did you get up again?
他说 ，Rosie， 你怎么又睁开眼睛醒了呢
？And over and over again, Rosie keeps getting up.And doesn't want to sleep.
一遍一遍的 ，Rosie 不愿意睡觉总是想起来。
Because that's what Abby does.
因为生活里 Abby 就是这样的，她是不愿意睡觉的。
And so I'm listening to this whole thing now.
所以我就在那儿偷偷的听她会讲一些什么。
Oh, Rosie, you want to go to the bathroom again?
她就说 ，Rosie， 你是不是想上厕所了呢
？Okay, and then finally she goes, Rosie, I know what's wrong.
她最后的时候她说，哦 ，Rosie， 我知道了。
Oh, you're afraid of the dark, aren't you?
你是不是怕黑
？Oh, yes, you are. Okay.
哦，你是怕黑是吗
？Mommy's gonna sit with you.
没关系，妈妈会坐在你的旁边。
And mommy's gonna turn on the light, okay?
妈妈会为你开灯。
There, does that feel better, Rosie?
灯开了，好一些吗
？Yeah, it does, huh?
她说是的，好多了吧
？Good. I'm glad you feel better now, Rosie.
我很高兴你现在好多了。
Because that's what Abby does.
因为 Abby 自己就是有点怕黑的。
See, it's playing out even in the way she's playing with the little dolls.
你看，孩子们在生活中，他们把他们自己生活的一些细节，都在过家家的时候都把它显现出来。
And then she says, "Okay, tomorrow morning we're going to buy donuts, okay?"
然后她哄这个小 Rosie 说，明天早上起来我带你吃甜甜圈。
See, even children know that light.Shines in the darkness.
就连孩子们，他们都知道，光是照在黑暗里。
And Jesus says that in John chapter 8, verse 2.
耶稣在约翰福音的第八章的12节。
John chapter 8, verse 12. Yes, John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus said to them, "I am the light of the world." Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣在约翰福音八章十二节说道：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
It's like a prisoner who is sentenced to life in isolation in a dark cell.
就好像一个犯人关在这个终身的囚禁在一个黑暗的一个牢房里一样。
And being in the prison cell for a long, long time, he didn't realize how dirty and filthy he had become.
因为他在牢房里住的时间太长了，他都没有意识到他身上非常肮脏的污秽。
The grime and the dirt and the smell that now covered his whole body, he didn't realize it.
身上这些脏东西、这些污秽，还有这些臭的味道，他一点都没有认识到是从自己身上出来的。
And living in the darkness, he had no idea.
因为他生活在黑暗里，他不知道他已经很脏了。
On the contrary, he thought he was not that bad.
不光他不认为，他还认为他还不错，挺干净的。
Until someone began to slowly open the door, and the light of the sun poured into the room.
直到有一天，有一个人打开监牢的门，然后外面的光洒进这个牢房里的时候
，Then he realized how dirty and filthy he really was.
就在光洒进房间的时候，那一刻，他认识到自己是多么的肮脏。
Then he realized that his skin is decaying.
他的皮肤已经腐烂。
And how much he needed cleaning, and how much he needed the light.
他是多么希望能够洗个澡，多么希望能够需要这个光明。
That person set him free from the darkness.
那个来给他开门的人，把他从黑暗里面解脱出来。
Jesus says, "I am the light of the world."
耶稣说，我是世界的光。
Whoever follows me will have the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
This is the Jesus that John was introducing.
这就是耶稣，这就是约翰为我们介绍的这位耶稣。
So let's keep looking at that in chapter 1, verse 9.
如果我们
read a few verses.
再往下读的话，约翰福音的一章第九节。
The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
第九节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him.
第十节，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He came to his own, and his people did not receive him.
十一节，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
第十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
As the light has come into the world of darkness, when you see the light, it requires that you choose one or the other.
就像光来到黑暗中的时候，你也需要做一个抉择，你是要光明呢，还是要黑暗？
That's one of the keys that unlocks John's gospel. There is light and there's darkness, and you have to choose one or the other.
这就是像一把钥匙打开约翰福音的里面的奥秘，就是说有这么两种选择，一种是黑暗，一种是光明，你要选择哪一个？
See, even in John 3:16, many of us know this passage, right?
约翰福音的三章十六节是大家非常熟悉的章节。
Let's say together in English and Chinese together, okay?
大家一起用中文或者英文来一起读，一起读。
Okay.
约翰福音十三章十六节。
John 3:16. Memorize it, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him
叫一切信他的
not perish, but have
不至灭亡反得永生。
Right? We all know John 3:16.
我们大家都很熟悉约翰福音三章十六节。
But what does John 3:19 say?
可是如果你往下读的话，约翰福音三章十九节说了什么呢？
Oh, it says this, and this is the judgment. You there? No, you need time? This is the judgment. The light has come into the world.And what? The people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil.
三章十九节说到光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
Wow, God loves the world so much.
神是如此的爱世界。
He sent his son coming in to be the light.
独生爱子。送到这个世界上来
to shine in the darkness.
在黑暗里面闪光。
Because what was the first point? Wherever Jesus is, there is what? Life.
因为你们记得第一点吗？耶稣在哪里就有生命和
And what?
和什么？
Light.
和光。
And so Jesus came in and there was life and light and yet the people did not love the light. They loved what? They love the darkness.
所以一旦耶稣进到这个世界上来的时候，就带来了什么？他带来了生命和光。可是，可惜的是，世界上的人却不爱光明，他们反爱黑暗。
You must choose.
你必须做一个抉择。
Are you of the darkness or are you of the light?
你是属于黑暗的，还是属于光明的？
The third thing that this passage tells us about Jesus is it tells us about Jesus' authority, his power.
这段经文的第三点告诉我们耶稣的权柄和他的能力。
That the darkness cannot overcome the light.
这里说到黑暗没有办法战胜光明。
The NASB says the darkness cannot understand or comprehend the light.
在新美国标准版的圣经里是用他把这个词翻译成黑暗没有办法明白或者没办法接受光明
and yeah, it could have that use as well, but in the original, in the original context of John's gospel, the better picture is that darkness cannot overcome the light.
这个词确实有这个意思就是说它可以解释成明白或者接受可是如果你在约翰福音看所有的上下文的时候你发现这个词的意思我们有的这么一个图面是黑暗没有办法战胜光明
That the darkness cannot overpower the light.
黑暗没有办法压倒光明
The darkness has no authority over the light.
黑暗没有权柄能够战胜光明
See, sometimes we have a very... scientific understanding of light.
有时候我们想到光啊这个概念的时候，我们的概念是一个非常一个科学的一个理性的想法。
My wife is more scientific, so she gave me this example.
我的太太她想东西更加理性一些，所以她告诉我这么一个例子。
We think that when we turn on the light in a dark room, the light displaces the darkness. It displaces it, right?
当你在一个黑暗的房间里，把灯开开的时候，我们的想法就是，这个时候我们想的是光明代替了黑暗。
And that's smart.
那是一个很有智慧的想法。
That's very scientific.
而且是非常科学的想法。
But the imagery that Scripture is giving us is not merely that light displaces darkness.
可是如果你仔细读这些经文的话，你发现它给我们这个图面。不只是光明代替了黑暗。
Or like QQ's the smartest boy in our youth group, right?
或者是 QQ 是我们我们这个青年团契的最聪明的一个小男孩。
QQ might say, darkness is the absence of light.
他可能会告诉你什么叫黑暗呢？黑暗就是没有光明的地方就是黑暗。
I think he said that actually before.
他好像真的亲口说过这句话。
But that makes darkness almost passive.
如果从那个层面开始想的话，黑暗是一个很被动的概念。
But the scripture, the picture that scripture is giving us is darkness is actually active.
可是如果你仔细读经文的话，经文里的这个画面是，黑暗其实是一个非常主动的一个。力量
that the darkness that is all around us is trying to overtake the light.
它主动到一个地步，它笼罩着我们的周围，使我们没有办法能够活在光明里面。
That the darkness is trying to drive out the light.
这个黑暗想把光明驱走。
But the scripture says that the darkness cannot overcome and overpower the light.
可是经文里告诉我们，黑暗没有办法战胜，没有办法驱走光明。
At times, even as Christians, we're tempted to think that everything is now okay in our life.
有时候，在我们的生命中，就是基督徒的生命中，我们会觉得，我们这辈子过得还不错，日子过得还不错。
We have the light of the world.
我们拥有。世界的光
We know that the light is Jesus. Okay, yeah.
我们也知道那个光就是耶稣
And we believe the light in our life is Jesus. Okay, that's good.
我们也相信在我们生命中的那个光就是耶稣
And so now everything is okay in our life.
所以好像我们觉得表面上
没问题，
没什么问题
Right? But as I was meditating on this passage for my own life.
当我默想这段经文在我本人的生活中的一些应用的时候，
the Holy Spirit revealed to me that not everything is okay in my life.
这时候圣灵谴责我，而且向我显露我的生命我的生活并不像我想象的那样没有问题。
What areas have I not let the light of Christ shine in to expose and reveal?
我生活中有没有任何的地方，任何的层面，我没有让基督的光照进来，能够显露我的弱点？
What areas of my life have I allowed the world and the darkness of the world to kind of creep in into my thinking?
在我生活中有没有任何的领域，任何的地方，我让世界的想法或者世俗的智慧悄悄地渗透进来。
And I was teaching the children a few weeks ago, so I wasn't in here, but I know that Pastor Elton was teaching on idols.
几个星期前我在教儿童主日学，所以我没有办法进来听Elton 牧师的证道。
But a very simple question about idols of the heart, because our heart is an idol factory.
他当初证道的题目是讲我们心中的偶像。他讲到了我们是人是一个偶像的制造工厂。
Well, he didn't say that, but another person said that. But a simple question to ask ourselves is this.
所以一个我们能问自己的一个非常简单的问题是，
What do you want to have more than anything else today?
你在你的生活中特别特别的想要一件什么事情？
Go ahead, wake up.
什么东西？
Right now, think about that.
大家不要睡觉，想一想这个问题。
Go ahead.
你生活中
The nap time is over.
最想要的一个东西或者一件事情是什么？
Ask yourself this question. What do you want to have more than anything else today? If I could have this, this is what I want today. Write it down.
问一下你自己，如果你能够要世界上所有的东西，你最想要的一件东西或者一件事情是什么？
Okay, anybody want to share?
有没有人愿意跟我们一起分享？
Go ahead, think about it.
你最想要一件什么事情？
And write it down.
把它写下来，想一想，把它写下来。
If you can have anything today,
如果你能拥有世界上的任何的一个东西，
like right now, today, what would you want?
就在现在，今天，你特别特别想要的一件事。
I want to have a good job more than anything today.
我特别特别想要一个好的工作。
You know what? I don't even need a good job. I just want financial security today.
其实我连工作都不那么需要，我就希望我的经济上能够有保障。
You know what? I just want stability for my family. I just feel that our family needs to be stable.
我希望我的家庭能够稳定。
You know what? I'm very lonely and I really want to find a husband or a wife today.
我心里非常孤单。我特别的想找到一个配偶。
You know what? I'm actually married, but my husband or wife doesn't really love me. I'm still lonely. I wish that my husband or wife loved me more today.
也许你会说，我其实已经结婚了，可是我的配偶并不是那么爱我。我最想要的一件事情是，他们能够更加的爱我。
I want to have children today.
我非常想要有一个自己的孩子。
I just want a little more free time today.
我非常想要有一个闲余的时间。
Sometimes I don't want to hear my three noisy kids today. Like, that's what I don't want. That's what I want today.
有些时候我真的想清静一下，能够不用听到我三个小孩子的吵闹的声音。
I want to just be able to travel the world.
我特别想要去环游世界。
And recently, I was sharing this concept with a few brothers and sisters.
最近我在和一些弟兄姐妹们一起分享这个概念的时候。
What do you want more than anything else today?
你如果能够有世界上任何的一个东西，你最想要的一件事情或一个东西是什么？
And with these brothers and sisters, we had very open and very transparent and very vulnerable sharing.
和这些弟兄姐妹们在一起，我们在一起非常坦诚的，非常透明的，我们也愿意把我们自己的脆弱的一面显露给对方，我们一起分享。
Which is very important, by the way, in the church.
这种坦诚，这种透明度和我们的脆，我们愿意暴露我们的脆弱的一面，这都对于在一起团契就是信徒团契来说是非常重要的方面。
I know that there's so many people at this church who just don't want to be vulnerable and open and share about the real issues in my life.
我知道在我们教会中有弟兄姐妹们，他们没有办法，也不愿意把他们脆弱的、软弱的一面显现在我们的弟兄姊妹们与他们一起分享。
We all want to look good, like Alex with the suit.
我们都想在外面看起来很体面、很风光，就像蒋元今天穿西装一样。
So when I don't have a suit, I look pretty bad, right? That's what my mom says.
当我不穿西装的时候，我没有现在这么光鲜，这是我的妈妈告诉我的。
If I had a choice, I would preach without a suit.
如果我有选择的话，我希望能够穿得随便一点来上这个讲台讲道。
It doesn't dignify God's word by me looking pretty in front of you.
并不因为我穿的特别的正式，这个神的话就特别的有威信。
I want my brothers and sisters to see that I'm a man with flaws.
我想让弟兄姊妹们看到，我也是一个男人，我有自己的缺点。
And that God is still working through all these flaws.
上帝也在我的身上不停地制作我。
And that my brothers and sisters at church can pray for me.
我的弟兄姊妹们，教堂的弟兄姊妹们可以为我的软弱来祷告。
And they can watch God's work in me.
他们也能够经历或者见证神在我身上的工作。
And I could watch God's work in them.
我也能看到神在他们身上的工作。
And we were having this really transparent, vulnerable conversation together.
当我和这群弟兄姐妹们一起有一个坦诚的、一起非常的透明的这种交谈的时候。
And they were honest enough to say that I want to desire God the most in my life.
他们非常诚实地告诉我说，我特别特别想说，我生命中最想要的事情是渴慕神和爱神。
But you know what? I'm so preoccupied with all these other things in my life.
可是很多其他的事情让我忙得没有办法去考虑这个事情。
Wow, that was honest.
这个回答是非常非常诚实的。
Some of us don't want to be that honest. I want to keep my suit on.
我们中间的一些人可能不愿意那么诚实的回答。
I might have that struggle, but I don't want you to know.
我们想有一个伪装，我们想说我们心中确实有一些生活中有一些挑战，可是我们不想让你知道。
I'm struggling trying to desire God as the most important thing in my whole life, but I don't want to tell you. I'd rather wear my suit and pretend that I do that.
我想跟你讲，我真的是我最想。要的这个事情是我能够渴慕神，可是我做不到。我现在正在我是没有办法做到，我也不愿意告诉你。
But these brothers and sisters were very honest, and they said, "You know what? I want to experience more of God, but at times I'm so busy pursuing all these other things."
可是这兄弟兄姐妹们跟我们讲说。有些时候我真的是希望我能够渴慕，能够爱神，可是我经常很多别的事情让我忙得无法分身，没有办法去做到。
Let me ask you a question.
让我来问你们一个问题。
Who do you think wants more than anything for you not to desire God?
如果有这么一个人，他想竭尽全力，而且他所要的就是。不想让你能够亲近神来渴慕神，他会是谁呢？
Who do you think will do anything to prevent you from loving God and pursuing God more? Who?
这是会是谁呢？谁会竭尽全力不惜代价的让你能够没有办法去亲近神去爱神呢？
It's the enemy of God.
这就是我们说的神的敌人仇敌。
And make no mistake.
请不要犯错误。
There is an evil power at work, even at this very moment.
请不要想错了，就此时此刻，这个邪恶的势力也在我们中间运行。
There is an evil power trying to overcome the light.
这个邪恶的势力，他想企图战胜我们身边的光明。
Even this week, as I was preparing for this, I shared with my wife and I were talking about something, and I was getting crazy because I get crazy about things.I was getting crazy about something.
我就像这一星期发生在我身上的事情，就是我在准备讲章的时候， 我和我的太太在谈话的时候，我觉得我啊、对某件事情很疯狂。
And it was really bothering me. It was bothering me. It was distracting me so much.
这件事情啊、让我感到非常不自在，让我感到没有办法集中精力来这个准备讲稿。
And it made me angry.
啊、也使我非常的生气。
And then I realized.
然后我认识到。
There is darkness at work. There is darkness at work.
我所说的黑暗的势力就在我的生活中运转。
There is a battle going on over me.
就在我的身上就一场征战正在进行。
There is someone who's trying to hold me back from loving God more.
有这么一个势力，他想把我拉住，让我没有办法去更加的爱神。
What does the Bible tell us of who this enemy is?
圣经上是怎么讲的？
And I'm going to go through these verses pretty quickly.
仇敌到底是谁呢？
In John 8:44, the world tells us, the word of God tells us that the enemy is the father of lies.
在约翰福音的八章四十四节讲到了，他是撒谎人的父。
In Revelation 12, he is the deceiver of the whole world. He tricks the whole world.
在启示录十二章讲到了，他是一个迷惑普天下的这么一位。
He is in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, the God of this world, the Prince of this world.
在哥林多后书的四章四节讲到了，他是这个世界的神，也是这个世界的王子。
2 Corinthians 4, verse 4.
在哥林多后书的四章四节。
In their case, the God of this world, that's the enemy of God, the God of this world,
四章四节说，此等不幸之人被这世界的神，这个世界的神就是我们说的神的敌人仇敌。
This is how capable he is.
你看他有多么能干。
He has blinded the minds of the unbelievers.
他把这些不幸之人的心眼弄瞎了。
He has blinded the minds, the spiritual eyes of the unbelievers.
他把这些不幸的这些人的灵里的眼睛弄瞎了。
To keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
不叫基督荣耀福音的光照耀他们，基督本是神的像。
This enemy of God disguises as the angel of light.
这个我们说的神的敌人，也就是仇敌，他化妆成一个光明的天使。
He disguises as good.
他化妆成为一个好人。
And yet, 1 Peter 5:8 reminds us this.
可是彼得前书的五章八节提醒我们说，
that Satan is walking around like a roaring lion.
他说，魔鬼就像一个吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
And he wants to devour you.
他寻找那些可以吞吃的人，他
想吃掉你。He wants to destroy you.
他想毁坏你们。
That is the enemy of God.
这就是神的敌人仇敌。
Who is at work right now with all of the other fallen angels?
他现在此时此刻就在运转。
And there's quite a lot of serious power there.
和他的一群一些堕落的天使们。
And all they want to do is to prevent you from loving God more.
他们所愿意想做的一件事情就是他们想让你没有办法去更加的爱神。
Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood."
以弗所书六章十二节说道，因我们并不是与属血气的征战。
But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness.
乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的。
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We are wrestling against the spiritual forces of evil.
对不起，刚才没有读完。以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以我们不是与属血气的征战，我们是与灵界的这些邪恶的势力征战。
There is a spiritual warfare going on all the time, even now.
属灵征战是一直在进行的。即使此时此刻，
This is not to say that Satan is the sole cause of our sin, because the Bible tells us that what causes our sin is the world, the flesh, and Satan, right? So there's different causes of our sin. He's not the only cause.
它并不等于说撒旦是我们罪的唯一的一个原因，因为圣经里确实告诉我们， 我们犯罪的原因也许是因为世界，也许是因为肉体，也许是因为撒旦。
But how is the enemy attacking your life right now?
此时此刻，这个仇敌，神的敌人是如何的攻击你的生活呢？
As we were talking very open and honestly, one of the Christians asked me,
在我们有这么一个坦诚的一个透明的一个分享的时候，其中有一个基督徒问我，
I've typically thought that Satan attacks through bad events.
他说我每当想起撒旦的攻击的时候，就会想到一些坏事情的发生，
like losing a job,
好像好比失业啦，
or losing a loved one,
或者是 我们所爱的人去世了，
or temptations,
或者是我们 遇到了诱惑。
But he asked me, do you think that Satan uses good things to prevent us from loving God and pursuing God more?
然后他问我说， 你认为撒旦有没有可能有时候也用一些看似是的一些好的事情， 来让我们没有办法更加的爱神呢？
What do you think?
你们怎么想呢？
Do you think Satan uses good things to help you, to prevent you from loving God more?
你们认为有时候，
Yes or no?
撒旦会不会用一些看来是好的事情？
Absolutely. Even as we think about the idols of our heart,
答案是, 是还是不是? 答案当然是有可能的, 因为当我们看着我们心中的偶像的时候,
Making money is not a bad thing.
赚钱本身并不是一件坏事。
Working hard for my family is not a bad thing.
能够辛苦工作也不是一件坏事。
Loving my husband or wife or children is not a bad thing.
爱我们的丈夫，爱我们的孩子也不是一件坏事。
But one preacher said it best.
可是有一个传道人说得非常好。
Idolatry is taking a good thing.
他说， 所谓的偶像，拜偶像就是你把一件美好的事物。
Even like this brother was asking me, even like a good opportunity to take a new job, isn't that a good thing?
比如说， 刚才这位弟兄跟我分享的说， 有这么一个很好的机会，能够找到一个很好的工作， 看起来不是一件很好的事情。
But idolatry is taking a good thing.
这个传道人说到， 所谓的偶像， 拜偶像， 就是把一个美好的好的事情，
And making it into an ultimate thing or a God thing.
把这个美好的事情， 看作是一个通往一个终极快乐的， 一个钥匙， 或者是说把它美好的事物奉成一个神明来拜。
And now this good thing, which has become a God thing, is now a bad thing.
所以这个美好的事物变成了神明， 所以它本身就变成了一件坏事。
And oftentimes, we are given an opportunity in life for something good.
在很多时候我们生命中会有一些好的事情，
We have an opportunity to put our family in a better position.
我们有可能有一些机会能让我们的家过得更好一些。
To take a promising job.
或者拿到一份 很前途很光明的工作。
To move to a new city.
或者到一个 好的城市去。
And these things are not bad. In fact, they might be good opportunities.
这些事情本身是没有什么坏的， 因为他们是很好的机会。
And on one hand, you might even call them blessings.
在某种程度上你可能会说他们是所谓的祝福。
But the enemy of God,
可是神的敌人， 也就是仇敌，
the deceiver,
他是这个 迷惑我们的，
the twister, the father of lies,
他是这个扭曲事实的， 他是撒谎人的父。
He could use this good thing in your life.
他可以把这件看似很好的一件事情，
And for you, the pursuit of this opportunity,
对于你来说能够寻求这么一个机会，
could be taking you further, not closer, to the Lord God.
因为你去寻求这么一件好事， 它会使你 离神越来越远， 而不是离神越来越近。
This is a good thing.
这是一件好的事情。
This is a good opportunity.
这是一个好的机会。
But what good thing in your life right now? I'll ask you that question. Wake up, listen to this question.
在你们生活中有一件什么样的一件事情， 在你认为是好的事情， 大家不要睡觉， 能够想一想。
What good thing in your life?
在生活中有哪一件事情你认为是一件好的事情？
Could the enemy be using to move you further and further away from loving and pursuing the Lord right now?
很可能被撒旦 利用， 然后使得你离神越来越远。
Another prayer on my heart has been for this church.
在我心中的一直有另外一个祷告，就是为我们的教会祷告。
Do you believe the enemy of God loves this church?
你们认为仇敌
Do you believe he loves it?
仇敌爱我们的教会吗？
Does he love this church?
他爱我们的教会吗？
No, he hates this church.
不，他是憎恶这个教会。
If people are being saved,
如果他看到有人得救了
，and people are growing.
看到有人的属灵的生命成长。
If God has plans to use this church,
如果他看到上帝计划用这个教堂使用这个教堂，
不是教堂，教会。
教会。Sorry.
Then the prince of the darkness is trying to destroy the people of this church, because it is not the 教堂, it is the people. We are the church.
然后这个黑暗的势力，这个世界的王子，他就愿意来。
And will he try to destroy it in one big force, one blunt force like that?
你认为他会就这么直不笼统的一下子把这个教会给毁灭吗？
I think he's a little smarter than you and I.
我认为他可能比你们和比我都要更聪明。
He will try to destroy this church one person at a time.
他的做法应该是他会。一个人一个人的慢慢慢慢的来毁坏这个教会。
Each person whose eyes can be blinded to the glory of the gospel.
他可以让一个人一个人的让他们的眼睛能够被世界的神给弄瞎。
Each person that he can get to love the Lord less.
他可以让一个人一个人的让他们爱神越来越少。
To love the people of the church less.
越来越不爱自己的教会的弟兄姊妹。
Each person that he could use good things or blessings in their life to take them further and further and further away from the Lord.
他可以一个人一个人一个人的在教会里面用我们认为好的事情或者是机会使我们慢慢慢慢的远离神。
Is that happening?
你觉得现在在我们身边这个正在发生吗？
Is that happening to some of you right now?
现在在你们在座的每一位身上，是不是有这件事情发生？
For the Lord is growing smaller and smaller and smaller.
你是不是觉得你对神的爱没有以前那样，而是慢慢慢慢的冷淡下来？
And your love for this church is growing smaller and smaller.
你对这个教会的爱也没有以前那样，而是慢慢慢慢的越来越少。
Then the enemy is getting closer and closer.And closer to his goal.
如果是这样的话，那么仇敌，也就是神的敌人，他离他自己的目标就越来越近了。
Isn't this frightful?
这难道不是一件很可怕的事情吗？
That at this very moment there is spiritual darkness trying to overtake you and creep into your life.
就是在此时此刻，这个黑暗的势力，他也想慢慢慢慢的渗透到你的生活中，然后战胜你。
Oh, but thank you, God.
可是谢谢你神，因为在约翰福音的一章五节说到
，that the darkness cannot overpower the light.
因为黑暗无法战胜光明。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Amen.
是吗
？That the darkness cannot take down the light.
因为黑暗无法战胜光明。
In fact, those who are in the light has overcome.
不只是无法战胜光明，圣经里告诉我们，那些信基督的已经战胜了。
That John says in another one of his letters, little children, you are from God.
在约翰他写的另外一本书信里，他说，小子们呐，你们是属神的。
And you have overcome them.
你们已经胜了他们。
For he who is in you,
因为那在你们里面的
is greater than he who is in this world.
比那在世界上的更大。
If you are a child of God today,
如果你今天是神的孩子的话,
you are a child of the light.
你是光明之子。
Amen?
对吗?
If you are not a child of God,
如果你还不是神的孩子的话,
then you are not a child of the light.
那你还不是光明之子。
You are a child of the darkness.
你是黑暗之子。
There's no amen to that. Right?This is serious business.
这是一件很严肃的事情。
That in this one little verse, two verses, God can show us who Jesus is.
在这短短的两节经文里，上帝 让我们知道耶稣到底是谁。
That wherever Jesus is,
耶稣在哪里？
What? Then there is what?
然后就有，就哪里就有什么？
There is life,
就有生命。
And there is light,
就有光明。
Are you an unbeliever sitting here today?
今天在座的有没有是不信上帝的？
Do you realize that you are that prisoner in the cell and that you are sitting in filthiness?
你有没有认识到你就像刚才我们所说的那个例子里的那个犯人坐在 牢房里面、非常的肮脏。
Then my question for you is, do you choose the light?
我要问你们 问你一个问题，就是你选择光明吗？
Or do you reject the light?
还是你愿意弃绝光明？
And you love the darkness that you're in?
还是你说你情愿或者你爱黑暗？
As a Christian this morning,
如果在座的今天早上是基督徒的话，
Do you realize that the enemy is constantly on attack against you?
你有没有认识到仇敌是一直在你身上想袭击你？
Do you realize that the enemy is trying to devour you and destroy this church?
你有没有想到仇敌是一直想吞吃你们？
In what ways is the enemy attacking you in your life?
今天你能不能想一想，在什么样的方式仇敌现在正在攻击你？
What good thing in your life right now? What good thing could he be using to move you further and further and further away from the Lord?
在你生命中有什么看似美好的事物？看似美好的事物，那个撒旦会利用这些事物使你离神越来越远。
The light has overcome the darkness.
光明已经战胜了黑暗。
We can be strong against the schemes of the devil because we could put on Ephesians 6, the armor of God.
我们可以勇敢地站着对付这些魔鬼来的诡计，因为在以弗所书六章说到我们已经能带上神的全部军装。
And right before that, in Ephesians chapter 5,
在以弗所书的六章之前的第五章，他说到
Paul's admonition to us is this.
保罗是这样的劝勉我们。
This is for you Christians in this room.
这是在座的基督徒，对在座的基督徒所说的。
For you were darkness.
因为从前你们是暗昧的。
Past tense, you were.
这里用的是过去时，从前
你们是。But now you are light in the Lord.
但如今在主里面是光明的。
Then walk as a children of the light.
行事为人就当像光明的子女。
Let's pray.
让我们大家一起祷告。
Father, we need your light.
父，我们需要你的光。
Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness.
耶稣就是这光，他照在黑暗里。
You are the hope to the world.
你是世界的盼望。
You are the answer to the question.
你是问题的答案。
Oh Lord, for us who are children of the light.
主啊，对我们这些光明之子来说。
Why do we allow the worldliness to slip in and creep into our thinking?
我们为什么会让我们世界上的这些想法慢慢慢慢地进入我们的脑海里？
Sometimes it feels as a Christian that the darkness is so powerful trying to overtake us.
有些时候作为信徒，作为基督徒来说，我们感到我们身边的黑暗是如此的强大，好像要吞吃我们。
But we are reminded today.
可是今天你提醒我们说
that the darkness cannot overpower the light.
你说黑暗没有办法战胜光明。
And we can stand before you.
我们可以站在你的面前。
And that nothing, no evil scheme can separate us from the love of God.
没有任何的事情能把我们从主耶稣基督神的爱隔绝。没有任何的诡计。
This morning, throughout this week,
今天早上以及余下的一周。
Last week,
上周
Lord, I just was rejoicing so much that I'm a child of the light.
我非常的开心，因为我是属你的，我是光明之子。
That even though I see worldliness slipping in into my life,
虽然我看着世界上的这些想法在悄悄的渗到我的生命中。
That you help me to overcome.
可是你帮助我战胜了他。
And that you remind me to keep walking in the light.
你提醒我要行在光明里面。
For those in this room that are still in darkness, I pray for your mercy on their life.
对于那些今天还在黑暗里的人，主啊，我求你赐给他们恩慈。
There is nothing that we can say that can make the blind eye see.
我们没有办法说什么能够让我们说的这些话语是没有办法能够使瞎眼看见。
All we can do is tell them and preach them of Christ.
我们所能做的事情是告诉他们，向他们宣讲耶稣基督。
And you are the one that can make the blind eye see.
唯有你能够使瞎眼看见。
Oh Lord, would you please make blind eyes see this morning?
主你求你让今天在你里面瞎眼的能看见。
We need you, Lord.
我们需要你。
We love you, Lord.
我们爱你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.